lost pocketbook.
Sandy, what made you do it? Asked Hallie with tears in his eyes as he stroked his dog on the head. I doubt if Grandfather will let me keep you since you've chewed the strap on his new harness. We'll keep out of Grandfather's sight for a while and try to think of some way we can repay him for the damage. He looked angry when he saw what you did. Must I give you away? At the mere thought of it, Hallie threw his arms around Sandy's neck and sobbed. Sandy was a puppy given to Hallie. He was so full of life and so anxious to be doing something that he was forever getting into mischief and making trouble for Hallie. Hallie's home was in the city, but he spent his summer vacations on his grandfather's farm. Hallie loved the country. His grandparents were glad to have him stay with them. He was company, and he was really a great help. He found things when Grandfather forgot where he had put them. But Sandy, though Hallie dearly loved him, had sorely vexed the grandparents. With his arms around Sandy's neck and looking into his mischievous puppy eyes, Hallie recalled some of the naughty things he had done. "Now listen, Sandy," he said. "You've been a naughty dog again. Think of all the naughty things you've done before this. When you chased Kitty, she tripped Grandpa and he went sprawling on the ground. You jumped up on Grandma when she had a lot of eggs in her apron. And what a mess you made of the eggs and Grandma. You chased the chickens. But you won't do that again because you got the worst of it when you knocked that box over onto your head. I felt sorry for you, Sandy, but I suppose it was a good thing, for you haven't chased the chickens since. You've done a lot of other things. You tore Grandma's curtain on the line when it was flapping. I tied the torn curtain around your neck and let it hang down so that you kept slipping on it. That shamed you, and you've never gone near the clothesline since." Sandy sat on his haunches, looking solemn. He seemed to know that something was wrong. Then he suddenly stuck out his tongue and gave Hallie a caress on his forehead. "I love you, Sandy, no matter what you've done. You don't know any better. Now go bring me my cap." Hallie threw it as far as he could. Sandy ran and quickly brought the cap back to Hallie. "Now bring me a stick of wood." The puppy did as he was told, bringing another and another. 3 sticks were laid at Hallie's feet. At that moment, Grandfather came around the corner of the house. "Here you are. I've been looking for you," he said. Hallie thought his heart skipped a beat. He felt sick. He must speak before Grandfather did. He swallowed hard twice, then said, "Grandpa, Sandy and I are both very sorry about the strap on your new harness. We've been trying to think of some way we can repay you for the damage Sandy did."
"A worse thing than that has happened now," said Grandfather, putting his hand to his forehead and closing his eyes.
"What has happened?" asked Hallie.
"Hallie, I've lost my pocketbook. I have no idea where it is. You know I'm so forgetful. I've looked everywhere. Grandmother is still searching. We've turned everything topsy-turvy in the house, but we can't find it."
"Maybe you lost it in town yesterday."
"No, for I took it out of my pocket and paid Mr. Jackson after I got home, out there by the barn."
"We're so sorry, Grandpa. Sandy and I will help you find it."
"I hope you can. I'm tired out from the hunting. There's quite a bit of money in it."
"I'm so forgetful," sighed the old gentleman.
Hallie ran toward the barn with Sandy at his heels. They looked through the barn, the milk house, the granary, and the machine shed, but they did not find it. They searched for a long time.
"I fear there's no use looking for it any more," called Grandfather from the porch. "It's time to get the cows."
Hallie opened the gate and they started down the cow lane. Sandy ran off into the hayfield to hunt. Suddenly he started barking. Hallie called, but the dog would not come. He stood by the mower, wagging his tail and barking. Hallie went over to see what he had found.
"You old thing, that's Grandpa's jacket in the mower seat."
But Hallie remembered. Grandpa had worn that jacket to town yesterday, and he had come down here to work on the sickle after getting home. Hallie ran to the mower, grabbed the jacket and felt in the pocket. There it was, Grandfather's pocketbook. He and Sandy ran to the house to tell the good news.
Well, you and Sandy make a good pair, said Grandfather, smiling.
And we won't say anything more about the harness strap.